22 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Let's welcome in Carol Pfeffercorn from Omega House. Hi, Carol.
Good morning, Todd.
We are heading into a rainy weekend, and you guys have an outdoor activity planned.
We do.
It rains every year for this event.
Three for three. Yep.
We think you should cancel it and or put it in the spring when we need rain.
Right.
Worse. But this is going to go on rain or shine anyways, though, right?
It will, absolutely.
Yeah. Hike for the House is a fundraising event for Omega House.
That's correct.
For those who may not be familiar, what is Omega House?
Omega House is a hospice residence in Houghton. We have been around for about 9 years. We have a room for about 7 residents, and we have served more than 350 people since we opened our doors 9 years ago. And one of my functions is to plan events, which raise a few funds, and almost more than that, but raise awareness about Omega House and what we do.
Because it's not inexpensive to provide the service that you provide.
Correct. And our events help defray some of those costs. We have wonderful volunteers, nurse aides, physicians, and nurses who are on call 24/7. And yes, obviously the expenses can mount, so that's why we do these events to help defray some of those.
And while there are several organizations in the area that provide hospice services
Correct.
At the end of life, there is only one place that provides a facility.
That's correct. The residence is there for people who are in their final journey and who do not need to have treatment to keep them going. It's a place for comfort care, and that's what we offer.
And something place that's very important, if particularly for people who can't go home necessarily, they need to be watched, they need to be monitored. Maybe they don't have family in the area that they live with and such, so they can't go home, they can't stay in the hospital. There has to be some place for them to go.
That's right. And so their physician makes the determination to send them there. And we have a wonderful group of volunteers who feed them, who bake, or who cook all the meals, who feed them and take care of them. And it's just a very, very pleasant home-like setting.
What's the average length of stay for someone at the house? Can you
nail
that down?
That I can't tell you. I don't have those figures.
Okay. So one of the fundraisers that you put together each year is the Hike for the House, which is
right.
coming up tomorrow at the Michigan Tech Trails. Not a competitive event, right?
Oh, no. We have 3 distances, 1K, 2.5K, 5K. We were going to make it 10K, but decided to start with the end with the 5K. And this year, for the first time, we're allowing dogs on the trails because, as you know, the Tech Trails does have dog-designated trails. So once someone wants to come out with their dogs, they come register for the hike, and then they take their dog down to the designated dog area off the where the ballpark is and park down there. So we had a lot of people who wanted to bring their dogs, and for the last few years we said no, but we've acquiesced. We said, yes, this is fine.
Okay. Does it cost anything to register the dog?
No, not the dog.
It does cost something to
right.
register for adults because obviously this is a fundraiser, so
That's
there's
right.
got to be money involved.
Yeah. Our registration fee is $25, and that includes a long-sleeved cotton T-shirt, very beautiful red T-shirt this year. So please come out and enjoy what will probably be a wet day, so bring your rain gear, but it's always fun.
And the registration opens what time?
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock, and the walk starts at 10?
At 10, and we're really fortunate this year to be joined by a couple of groups of volunteer students. The Michigan Tech Pre-Health Association students from Tech, as I mentioned, are going to come help mark some trails and help with registration. And also high school students, the CCISD health-related students, HOSA, Teresa Shoup's group, are coming out, about 10 or 15 kids. So we're really happy to have the young people lend their supporting hand to Omega House.
Oh, it is great that they are doing that. We have details about tomorrow's hike for the house posted for you on our KeWinawReport.com community calendar. If you'd like to know more about registration, we also have a link to the website that's posted up there as well.
That's
Omega
right.
House has a website.
Yeah, Omega House would be a good one to go to. Also, visit us on Facebook. Go to Omega House on Facebook or hikeforthehouse.org.
Okay, and we've got those links posted for you on our community calendar as well.
Thank you.
I'm really hoping that the rain tapers off early and you have maybe even a break of sunshine for the walk tomorrow.
We do too.
Carol, thank you and appreciate all of the good work that Omega House does in the community.
And thank you, Todd.
Hope you get a lot of support tomorrow. Carol Pfeffercorn here on QAnon's Classic Hits 97.7 The Wolf.